The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable. At 94.3 FM, The Talker, I'm here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Very good today.
We have with us special guests. They're calling in from Harrisburg, Tom Williams, State Director, Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, and also Dave Corwin, USDA Rural Development Housing Director for Pennsylvania. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jackie.
And good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for calling in and making some time out of your busy schedules for us. We're going to talk about rural housing and the programs you guys offer. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, look at the Dunmore Corners live webcam. Click on that and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. It's kind of interesting.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we offer many videos and virtual tours of our properties and of our realtors. Once again, Tom Williams, State Director, Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, and Dave Corwin, USDA Rural Development Housing Director for Pennsylvania. Could you start off by telling us who you are, who you work for, what this is all about, please, the USDA?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Jackie. I am the State Director for Rural Development, which is an agency part of USDA, and we operate, our state office operates out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. There is one of me for every state in the country, and we do basically financing and housing infrastructure financing for rural America, and in this particular case, rural Pennsylvania.
We have a lot of rural areas amongst us, and I practice primarily in Lackawanna County, my real estate office, but we do go to areas of Luzerne County, Wayne and Pike, and Wyoming counties, and I know you're familiar with those areas, and so there's a lot of opportunity for anyone listening that are from those areas to purchase a property in a rural outlying area. So what kind of programs do you offer? Can we start with the single family home loan guarantee, please?
We can. But first of all, I'd like to mention that Pennsylvania has the fourth largest rural population in the country. So we are a very rural state. And in each one of these programs that we're going to talk about, we need to determine the eligibility of the particular property. Our webpage is www.rd4ruraldevelopment.usda.gov/PA. And on there, you will find an eligibility where you simply plug in the address of the property, and it will tell you if it's eligible for rural development housing money. With that, we have two separate kinds of housing programs that we do in Pennsylvania. One is the guaranteed housing program, which is done through private lenders, and the second one is our direct loan program for low and very low income families. So if we start out, we can start out with the guaranteed program. And Dave is also on the line, so if Dave can jump in with the details here and there, it would be great. But the guaranteed housing program is run through a private lender. It can be one of the banks, Wells Fargo, Chase, M&T Bank, PNC, any of them. Most banks in the area are familiar with our program. We do a lot of business with them, and over the past several years, it's increased dramatically. And what it does for the consumer, the home buyer, is it provides a 100% loan for the property. Now, this is for families of middle income, and it allows them, the family or the borrower needs to have good credit, needs to have an ability to repay the loan, but for whatever reason may not have the down payment that's available. So this program comes through. It gives you a 100% loan on the property. It also it does not have any private mortgage insurance associated with it, PMI, which saves the homeowner a considerable amount of money. It does have an annual fee, which, Dave, at this time, what is our annual fee?
It's 0.5.
0.5.
Yeah, 0.5% of the outstanding loan balance.
So that the borrower would be required to pay 0.5, which is basically around $500 a year on a $100,000 mortgage. What we do, the way this works, Jackie and Patrick, is that the lending institution, they may suggest this to the borrower because of the lack of a down payment, or the borrower could suggest it to the lending institution that once they go through the process and once they are approved from that bank, then that bank sends their loan to USDA in Harrisburg, and we in turn place the 100% guarantee on that particular loan.
You mentioned good credit. So what are we talking about in terms of a score there?
There are no score requirements for the program. So those can be set by the lender.
Okay.
But
can we give a range, Dave?
Yeah, how would you define good credit?
Kind of tough because we have an automated system similar to, you know, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and FHA. We have an automated system that the lenders use. The difference is our automated system just gives a recommendation, and we still have a live specialist looking at every single file. So the computer doesn't get to make the final decision. And the way the computer is programmed, we and USDA don't even know what the parameters were set in the program. All I can tell you is a basic guideline of typically being above a 640, you're in pretty good shape, and being below that, it's going to be real hard to get an automated approval. But that's just, again, a guideline that I can tell you from what I've seen. You know, there are no posted scoring requirements for
it. It really has a lot to do with debt to loan ratio. Would you say that's true, or debt to income?
Yeah, obviously, you know, there's when they look at all the main factors, you could probably get away with a lower credit score when you have a low debt ratio. Maybe you have no payment shock. You know, it takes all those things into consideration, and that's why there's no specific set score.
Okay, and the ability to repay is obviously their employment history and their current employment situation and income.
Correct.
Right, and there are income guidelines, and Dave, do you have those available or can give us an idea?
Yeah, we're talking mainly Lackawanna County.
Sure.
Is that correct?
Yeah,
yes.
We can review Lackawanna.
Yeah, Lackawanna.
Luzerne.
Okay.
Pike
Well,
Wing.
Lackawanna, Luzerne, and Wyoming all fall into the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre MSA area.
Okay.
So for that area, now when we look at the income guidelines, it varies a little between the guarantee program and our direct program.
The income limits for a family of four, that's 1 to 4 people, are for Luzerne, Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike County, are $75,650. For a family of over four people, of five or more, it's $99,850.
Okay. Now, they have to meet the income requirements, obviously, have good credit, have an ability to repay. Also, is this something that they have to reside in, a property that they personally have to reside in?
Being their primary residence.
Yes, correct. Correct.
All right. So it can't be like my summer home. I want to get a USDA loan on it.
No. Correct. It has to be the primary residence of the family.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you allow 2 units, 3 units, if they're going to live in it?
No, it's got to be a
single family,
one unit household. Yeah, you can't have rentable space within there. It can't be any kind of income-producing property.
So it has to be a single-family residence.
It has to be a single-family residence. It also cannot be a farm. There's a limit as far as the acreages are concerned.
Oh.
Because do you know what the limit is?
There is no set limit on acreage. Again, it kind of falls into a judgment call. We used to have, until this past December, we had new regulations put into place, and it used to be that it would have to be at less than 30% of the value of the whole property. But that regulation went away, and now it's really open to discretion.
What they're looking at is they're not going to make a single family loan on a property that can be subdivided and have the owners then at that point selling off lots on the property. So they're going to look at it as, and again, it's a judgment call, but they're going to look at it as, does this stay as one parcel, one single family parcel?
Typically, a standard purchase, usually with a conventional type of loan, that's the Fannie and Freddie Mac or an FHA, VA, the government loans, the Federal Housing Administration or the Veterans Administration loans, they typically, you know, you're looking at maybe about 40 to 60 day closing time. In some cases, when everything and buyer and lender and attorney all do what they're supposed to do, it can conceivably be done in 30 days, but we're looking at an average of 40 to 60 days to close. How long, if you're involved, the USDA, how a rural housing program is involved, how much more time does that add to a file, please?
Depending on the workload, as far as the time of year, it could add anywhere from 48 hours to hopefully no more than a week.
That's not bad.
Oh, that's
because Dave had mentioned that, you know, things are entered into a computer, but then there's a person that actually, an individual that reviews the file. So I'm thinking weeks here.
No, the way the process works is it goes through the normal banking process, and when they're done with it and they feel that everything's in order, if they send all of those documents into us correctly, and the lending institutions with the most experience usually do that, comes through our system, and it goes through the process of getting a what they call a GUS accept. It's guaranteed underwriting service. It gets accepted. We in turn double check those things, and they can be done. Actually, it can be done in less than a day, but it just depends on what time of year it is in the late spring, when you have a lot of demand on the housing market for the loans. You know, we may fall a little bit behind, but we try to do it as quickly as we possibly can.
Excellent. That's great news. And like I said, I was thinking that I was going to add weeks to the process, but only 48 hours to a week is excellent. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, I have Tom Williams, State Director, Department of Agriculture Rural Development, and Dave Corwin, USDA Rural Development Housing Director for Pennsylvania, on the line from Harrisburg, talking to us about some really great programs offered for single-family homes. And in the first half here, we've been talking about a single-family home loan guarantee. Before we go to the break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice ranch-style home in Dunmore at 615 Bednar Street for $179,000. This home has 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. It has a modern kitchen with gas cooking and a tile backsplash. Hardwood floors throughout the first floor. It has a finished lower level with a family room, laundry room, 2 bedrooms, a 3-quarter bath, and a second kitchen. You could use this as an in-law suite. It also has a 1-car garage attached by a breezeway. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, ranch-style home at 615 Bednar Street in Dunmore for $179,000.
Thank you, Pat. And I would also like to talk about 405 Gray Street in Scranton. That's also a really nice single-family dwelling that we're offering for $69,000. It's 5 rooms, 2 bedrooms, 1 bath with vinyl exterior. Great starter home. This home has so many updates. New flooring throughout the first and second levels. Complete new kitchen with beautiful cabinets and granite countertop. Gorgeous tile bath. New concrete in the basement, updated wiring, replacement windows, and off-street parking. It's also right next door to a community park. This is listed by Realtor Aaron Pierce with our office. Once again, 405 Grace Street, Scranton, for $69,000.
That's a lot of house for not a lot of money. That house has all been updated. That's real nice.
It's a great deal. We'll return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Feeling very good today. Learning a lot of good stuff.
We are talking about rural home programs that are available to people that want to purchase a home in a rural area. Rural Development partnered with approved local lenders to extend over $686 million in 100% financing opportunities to over 5,000 home buyers in 2014. Guaranteed loans, which is what we're talking about on this show, guaranteed loans assist rural homeowners to purchase a home with affordable interest rates and low terms. Gentlemen, I want to go over, review the income eligibility, the income guidelines on these programs, please.
Well, Jackie, for the guaranteed program, this is really one of the few federal programs out there that really, really benefits the middle class. The income limits for a family of four, that's one to four people, are for Luzerne, Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike County, are $75,650, which is a substantial amount of money. And for a family of over four people, of five or more, it's $99,850. So it really gives these people who understand home ownership and have everything that they need to get there. They have got good credit. They've got the money to pay back the loan. What they don't have is they don't have the down payment. So it allows them to get into home ownership with 100% federal loan guarantee and forego that down payment. The other thing is that while there is an initiation fee which fluctuates back and forth, it's currently running at 2.7%, which would be $2,700 on a $100,000 loan. But this can be incorporated right into the actual loan when the loan is initiated. And as I said before, there is no PMI on these loans. You have an annual fee that ends up being approximately, at this point, Dave, what is our current annual fee?
The annual fee right now is 0.5%.
0.5%. So you'd end up paying $500 on a $100,000 loan, which is less than $50 a month, which is far less than what you would pay under the normal private mortgage insurance, PMI.
Okay. Well, you mentioned PMI. If I had an FHA loan and I had PMI, can you explain what PMI is to the people who might not know what it is?
PMI is private mortgage insurance, and you actually don't need private mortgage insurance if you have a federal guarantee on the loan, and that's the difference. So that the federal government is putting a 100% guarantee on the loan, so there is no need for the private insurance on the loan.
And private mortgage insurance, PMI, is a monthly amount that people pay. when they have a loan that they have private mortgage insurance that they have to repay. They have not only the principal and the interest, but they also have the PMI attached to it. And it's a significant amount monthly that someone has to pay in order to have PMI insurance and a loan that...
Right. And on FHA, it never goes away. You have it for the life of the loan.
That's right. I think it never goes away in most loans today with the change in the banking rules. So you've got that. It used to be that in 5 years, you could take the PMI away, but I don't think you can do that any longer. I should also tell you, when it comes to the money and the taxpayers' money and the guarantee that this program offers, that this is all loan money. It is considered by the federal government budget neutral, which means that it actually makes the taxpayers money rather than cost the taxpayers money. And as such, our budget for on a yearly basis for the country is over $2 billion, and we've done last year I think we've done approximately $750 million worth of loan guarantees in Pennsylvania alone.
Wonderful. Now, applicants on this program must contact an approved lender. And in the first half of the show, you mentioned some of the larger lenders that do this type of offer this program and are familiar with it and can help a consumer. Also, you pointed out your website, which I'd like to review once again, where people can find out if an address is eligible for this type of program. What's your web address, please?
The web address is www.rd.usda.gov/PA.
Okay.
And if you insert follow the eligibility links for housing, and if you insert the address in, it'll tell you whether it's eligible or not. I must tell you that most of the Valley cities between Scranton and Nanticoke are not eligible for this because they are considered in an urban area. If you were to look at a older PennDOT map, we don't use maps that much anymore, but the yellow portion of that map, which is the urbanized area, pretty much excludes our housing program because we are a rural agency.
Yeah, but anything outside the Valley cities is eligible, and that's quite a bit.
Yeah, all of Wayne and Pike, north of Scranton, to the west and east of Scranton and Wilkes-Barre are all eligible. And if you're in an outlying area that it's still coming up with an ineligible location, if you think it's rural, talk to us. Maybe we can prove that it is rural. Because areas such as the Back Mountain on the west side of Wilkes-Barre and Mountaintop and on the southeast side of Wilkes-Barre, they were all in ineligible areas, but we had them declared rural and eligible. So we are a flexible agency, and we always want to get to yes.
We've been talking about the guarantee program, but you also have a direct program for people who want to purchase a rural home, correct?
That's correct.
Where someone just calls your agency.
Call our agency. The direct program has the same eligibility as far as location is concerned. But this is for low and very low income families. And maybe Dave can jump in and tell us what the income limits or the general income limits are for this program.
Sure. Now, this one gets a little more complicated. For our direct, we measure by the person. So it's a one-person, two-person, three-person. So it starts the lowest with a single-person household. The maximum income would be $33,150. And it increases about $4,000 for each person. Like a four-person household would be $47,350 would be the limit. And again, I'm speaking of the counties in your area there, Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wyoming.
Now, the way this works is these are subsidized loans. These are 1%. We can go down to 1% loans, and they are for a term of 33 years. So we try to work with the individual, the family, and find them a loan that they are comfortable with, that they can financially afford. what would happen would they would apply directly to Pennsylvania Rural Development. We would go through the process of looking at their income and determining whether they are eligible or not. And once we determine that that family's eligible, we would issue them what's called a certificate of eligibility. And that certificate of eligibility, they could take to any realtor, and that would be a guarantee of their approval for a loan of a certain amount. And then they can work with the realtor. Realtor can show them the houses. They eventually pick out a house. We go through the process. We close on the house, and then they pay USDA Rural Development directly.
You mentioned a 33-year payback period. In some instances, if there's a very low-income applicant, is that stretched to beyond 33 years?
Yeah, it can go to 38 years for a very low income.
And you said 1%. Is that the interest rate?
Well, that's a payment rate. Right now, we have only fixed rates. So if someone were to close in this month, our current rate is 3.25. So that person's note rate on their mortgage would be 3.25. But assuming they needed the help or, you know, to qualify, they might be paying as if the rate is only 1% and the government is subsidizing the difference every month. They resubmit their income annually, and it's reviewed by our financial service center in St. Louis every year. So as they make more money, they get less and less subsidy, and then eventually they might go up and pay the regular note rate payment. But again, if something were to happen in their life where things go back the unfortunate opposite direction, they can go back onto the subsidy if that's what they qualify for. So once they're in the program, they can stay in there.
Sounds like a great plan.
Is a down payment required?
Nope, still 100% financing.
Still 100% financing.
And there's no funding fees or anything like with the guarantee side, because this program, you know, their loan is with the government directly and is always with the government directly. It's never sold.
Are there any deadlines to these programs, certain times that people have to apply?
The only deadlines that you would, the only problem or the only lapses that may occur would be around the October 1st when Congress passes its new budget. As long as Congress passes the budget, we do have money and we can move forward. It may take a couple of weeks to actually get the money going. But if you end up with a budget discussion in Washington, then our funding could be curtailed for a short period of time.
How about a phone number? Would they call the office here locally or USDA in Harrisburg, please?
Yes, they would call the Harrisburg number. It's 717-237-2186. That is our main housing line.
Once again?
717-237-2186.
Thank you. I had Tom Williams, State Director, Department of Agricultural Rural Development, and Dave Corwin, USDA Rural Development Housing Director for Pennsylvania, on the line with us today from Harrisburg. We had an excellent discussion discussing these rural development housing programs that you offer throughout the state of Pennsylvania. And would you kindly come back with us next week so we can talk about more programs that you offer?
Sure, we'd be happy to.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes, we have a very well-maintained home with 3 bedrooms and 2 baths at 1112 Snyder Avenue in Scranton for $119,000. This home is in move-in condition, and it has a really beautiful in-ground pool. There is lots of space for entertaining with an outdoor kitchen with running water right next to the pool. The house has an open floor plan, a modern kitchen, first floor laundry, and it has hardwood floors throughout the second floor. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a great in-ground pool at 1112 Snyder Avenue in Scranton for $119,000, and that is listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Remember, visit jruddy.com, JRUDDY.com, to search the MLS listings, to search our listings, or to listen to archive radio shows. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Have a fantastic week.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.